Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Let's go to Rob Bradford, WEEI, and the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. He joins us here on WEEI. What's up, Rob?
McFarland. I'm standing on the Fenway field,
you know what?
Yelling McFarland.
No, you know what? Shame on me. I didn't do your read. Rob Bradford presented by who, Rob?
McFarland. McFarland Energy, the finest people around.
They're the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil, including BioHeat, as well as expert HVAC services at McFarlaneEnergy.com. Bradfo, a lot of roster updates with the Red Sox today. Let's start with Vaughn Grissom. He was supposed to be in the lineup tonight. Now he's not. What the heck's going on there?
Flu. So it's sick. You know, it's like it just keeps coming, right? You want to see this guy play. And the fact is, I actually did go to Worcester and seen him play. And I'll say this. I think if he can stay healthy, he's going to be a really interesting guy. He's, in case you haven't seen him play, he's, you know, 6'2", 6'3", but super athletic and an offensive player. So I think it's going to be – I think the dynamic with him and Rafaela in the middle of the diamond, I think just run it out there. Just run it out there, see what you got, run with it, and I think there's some upside there.
Bradfo, Tanner Houck continues to be one of the best stories of this season. Do you think the way he's playing right now is something that is sustainable through the rest of the season, or at least the majority of the season? Has he uncovered something real with Coach Andrew Bailey, or do you think he's bound to come back to earth at some point?
You know what he is, Mago? He's the Derek White of the Red Sox.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, this happens sometimes, right? I mean, you sort of get to the point in your career and you evolve and you evolve and you evolve, and then you have the right coach and it works out. I mean, in the case of Tanner Houck, the right coach ended up being Andrew Bailey. You know, obviously with Derek White, the right coach ended up being Missoula. But I think that sometimes we want this guy, first round pick, to be the be all end all. And then we say, oh, well, maybe he's going to be no better than a reliever. But I think at this point, from what we've seen, I don't know how we can't just say, all right, you know, this is a legit starter. And you watch him pitch, and you know, this could turn, who knows? But you watch him pitch right now, I mean, he's about as unhittable as there is in baseball, to be honest with you, right now. And that's not hyperbole. Just go look at it. He doesn't give up a run until the seventh inning of any of his outings. And and they, believe me, you guys know this. I mean, they desperately needed that. They needed that really, really bad, considering all the injuries.
Speaking of injuries, Yoshida saw a hand specialist, getting an MRI tomorrow. We heard from Alex Cora. What's the update there, if there is one that you know about, Rob? And also, big picture, what are we supposed to do? Like, what's this team supposed to do with Yoshida? They've had such a hard time sort of slotting him into the lineup. He can't play the field. They have other guys who DH. Like, what big picture, like, where do you see the Yoshida train going here?
Yeah, well... I want to make another great analogy, but I think I nailed the Missoula Houck one.
That was good.
But I can't with a train, because I just feel like it's just with Yoshida, it's you know what it is? It's that thing where you have the two guys basically on the tracks and they're stranded in the middle of nowhere, and all they can do is pump back and forth the levers there.
That's oh,
the
yeah, right.
The levers. Yeah, yeah. Good.
Yeah,
like the hobos.
The levers, yeah.
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 With the little bindles.
Like,
yeah,
like Blazing. there's a Blazing Saddles reference in there somewhere. But I think that with Yoshida, even if he's healthy, it's an awkward situation because he's a platoon DH. I mean, think about that. He's a platoon DH making, you know, for a 5-year, $90 million contract. That is not how this is supposed to work out. And when they sort of went down this road and they said, all right, you know what? We're not going to sign Justin Turner. Yoshida's going to be our DH. But then they've landed at this spot, and even healthy, like I said, they're just, there's a reason why he wasn't playing. It's because they had other guys who were, they felt were better against lefties. And that's an uncomfortable situation. So to answer your question, there is no easy answers. Unless this guy gets crazy hot when he gets healthy again, then that's what he's going to be, a very expensive platoon DH.
Is he going to be a problem, like personality-wise? Like, it didn't sound like he was thrilled the other day, and I know he's talking through a translator, which leaves another step in the middle, but it sounds like he wants to be out there and he's not thrilled with the situation. Is he going to be a problem?
Yeah, I mean, that's hard to tell. Like you said, I was there during that scrum. It's hard to read. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you talk to Cora, and he says he's having a good communication with him, and he understands. But it's like anything. The deeper you get into something, this isn't what he came over to do. I mean, as much money as he's making, I'm sure he wants to play. So I can't answer if he's going to be a problem. My guess is that in the short term, no, it's not going to be a problem. But if you heading to next year or later in the year and you're not playing at all, then yeah, who's going to be happy about that? Considering you were hitting cleanup for Team Japan behind Shohei Ohtani a year ago.
Bradfo, Noah Kahan balanced a pitch the other day. What is the best celebrity? What is the best celebrity first pitch you've ever seen, and what's the worst?
Oh, that wasn't the worst.
By the way, my
good personal friend Noah Kahn. After
is it
held
Kahn
up
or is it Kahan?
Sure.
Who is this? Should I know who this is?
Like
who
Kahan.
Is this person? They were telling me about this. Who is this?
No lie. There was 15,000 more people at Fenway Park because it was Noah Kahn bobblehead, and he was thrown at the first pitch.
Oh,
he had a bobblehead.
Oh yeah.
Well, it was like an exclusive. No. It was like one of those exclusive bobbleheads they don't give the media. But I got a better thing. He held up the baseballs and boring T-shirt. That's the biggest show at Fenway this summer. I mean, that not even close, I think. The Noah Kahn. He's from Vermont. But in terms – where in Vermont?
Yeah, I'll look it up. I'm sorry. I just said
it's
that out.
Shock you
I said that out loud.
Own.
I meant to keep that to myself.
My fiance is a really big fan of this guy, so
– Well, he's huge. He's huge. The best and the worst. No, I mean, I had the best was one of the best I saw was the guy who did my Hall of Fame battle reveal, actor D.B. Sweeney, who made a point to throw a slider, which I thought took some gumption. But he did play Shoeless Joe Jackson in Eight Men Out. So there you go. You know, but there's I love the worst ones. This and Noah Kahn wasn't the worst. Not even close. I mean, you have Fauci. You have 50 Cent, you know, there's some classics.
Oh, what about Dick Kidd who hit the guy in the junk? You remember that first pitch?
Our good friend Jordan Leandre, he's awesome. Yeah, Jordan, yeah. It was well placed. But, I think that Sidney Sweeney was here. When was that, last year? If I knew then what I know now, I would have probably like gone down and with a baseball and boring shirt. I didn't even know who she was.
That would have been a good one.
So anyway, the takeaway from my answer is that you should go listen to Noah Kahn if you want to see like what all the cool kids are doing.
Okay, it is Stratford, Vermont. Stratford, Vermont is the answer to the trivia question.
Not familiar. Bradford, we heard earlier today Jorge Soler met with some reporters. I don't know if you were there for that.
Yeah,
but he said nothing got close with the Red Sox. I don't even remember them being in on him, but I wasn't surprised to hear that. How'd that news hit you?
I knew that. Actually, there was a report. There was a couple reports, and it was right after somebody had signed – I forget who it was. Maybe it was Turner, but it was somebody signed. And like an hour later, somebody came out with a report. Red Sox heavy in on Soler, and then I found out, like, no, that wasn't the case. And as Jorge Soler said today, like, that wasn't the case. But I'll tell you the one that the guy was here who actually was just talking to, which is why I was a little bit late, was Jordan Hicks. So Jordan Hicks is a guy who's in the San Francisco Giants rotation right now. He was a star. He's always been a reliever, throwing 100 miles an hour. And he signed a four-year deal with the Giants, but the Red Sox basically thought they had him signed. This was of all these starters that we're talking about, you know, Yamamoto and Senga, and or not Senga, but, you know, all these other Imanaga, all these guys. I'm telling you what, Hicks was the guy they thought they had more than anybody. And if you go look at his numbers, they're insanely good. So I guess good for them for identifying the right guy.
Okay, he's Rob Bradford. Joins us every Tuesday here on Jones and Mego with Arcan on WEEI. Tuesdays at 4:30. Listen to the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. And we'll talk to you next week, Bradfo. Thanks for the time.
I will deliver a Noah Kahn bobblehead next time I see you.
Oh,
thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Score one for Vermont there. So this guy's a big deal. I normally feel old. I feel very. Is he young? Is he like? I've legit never heard of this person. You guys brought him up
he's
earlier.
He's like close to 30.
He's
like,
27, but he looks young. Like he's like 43.
Yeah, he looks. Yeah. I was gonna say. I just Googled. He does not look young. He's not a young looking man,
and he throws like a girl. It's a joke. It's a joke.
Steve
Aoki had the
worst one, by the way.
Steve Aoki was a bad one.
Airmailed.
Okay, so
I think the
Fauci,
whole
not to make it political, but the Fauci one was pathetic.
Always make it political.
Fauci was bad. 50 Cent was really bad.
That was up in the stands.
That was a notoriously horrible one.
The Situation had a very bad opening pitch once. Yes,
the big biceps got in the way.
By the way, bad instincts by Rob. You see Sydney Sweeney and you go, let's put a T-shirt on her. Come on now, what are we doing?
You guys are being gross. Get out of here.
I get it.
Baseball isn't boring.
Let's talk about your feet some more.
The biggest,
good idea.
The biggest numbers that Baseball Isn't Boring ever would have done would have been that photo, and a major drop ball. But sure, get Noah Kahan, who I've never heard of, to hold up a T-shirt.
I don't think
it's
Kahan.
What
it's
is
Kahn.
It?
It's Kahn.
Spell
it's Kahn.
It.
It's spelled like K A H A N, but Bradfo just said it's pronounced Kahn.
Okay, and they're best friends.
Yeah,
that's true.
Kahan.
I think Noah Kahn wrote
allowed,
a song about him.
If we're allowed to call Elliot Wolf Elliot Wolf, I think we can call him Kahan.
Well, we're not allowed to say that. We're not allowed to say that.
You say it. What are you talking about? You say it every day.
Yeah, and I get criticized.
Well, yeah, but you're allowed. We allow it.
What?
This guy kind of looks like Jaime Jaquez a little bit.
Does he?
Yeah, a little tiny bit. Got the facial hair. You know?
All right, I'm back in.
It kind of looks like him.
What's coming up in Triple Play?
Triple Play today. It is a over-under Tuesday, so we'll get to our normal over-unders, as we like to do. We got a couple of basketball ones, some hockey, which we haven't talked much today, and a question about the Patriots wide receivers.
Okay, that's next. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.